Today is Wednesday, March 22nd. We'll tell you what lawmakers, prosecutors, and protesters are saying now after former President Trump did not get arrested, at least not yet. Also, the two largest economies in Asia split on one of the biggest international conflicts, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Plus, what to know about the newest rival to ChatGPT, how spring break travel plans will likely break records, and an update about what was once the biggest circus in the world. Those stories and more in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Former President Trump did not get arrested yesterday, like he expected, but he says an indictment still could be coming. And in the meantime, he's building more support within the GOP. A few top House Republicans demanded the Manhattan District Attorney testify to Congress. He's the one who's been investigating Trump and is expected to charge the former president with a crime. The GOP leaders accuse Alvin Bragg of abusing his authority for a politically motivated decision. And they say he should now explain himself and hand over all documents from his investigation. The DA pushed back. Bragg's spokesperson said, quote, "We will not be intimidated by attempts to undermine the justice process," and said the office is applying the law fairly and honestly. Still, it's not clear if the DA will comply with any of lawmakers' demands. Even as of this morning, it's unclear exactly what the former president could be charged with, but we know the investigation is into what Trump's role might have been in possible hush money payments made to an adult film actress, and an indictment could be handed down as soon as today. Protesters are already gathered outside the Manhattan Criminal Court. Some are there to support the former president. Others are supporting the criminal charges. So far, police say they have not seen any legit security concerns, but they are still on alert. Unfortunately, there's a disturbing story coming out of a Virginia mental health facility about the death of a 28-year-old Black man named Ivo Otieno. Yesterday, a grand jury issued indictments for 7 law enforcement officers and 3 hospital employees who were charged with murder. Surveillance video just came out that shows Otieno's final moments. There's no audio on it, so we don't know exactly what was being said, but it's still tough to watch. It shows sheriff's deputies dragging a handcuffed, shackled man into an admissions room and leaving him up against a chair. Then they move him onto the floor and start to pile on top of him for more than 11 minutes. At one point, 10 people can be seen covering him as others watch. Eventually, he stops moving. Prosecutors say Otieno was smothered to death. Police investigators say what started all of this is that officers were called to respond to a potential burglary that turned out to be a misunderstanding. But they came upon Otieno, who was apparently in crisis. So they say he was taken to a local hospital for evaluation, then jail for 3 days when he became unruly, then was being admitted to the state mental health facility where this happened. They say he got combative during the admissions process, and that's where the video starts. Some of the police officers and hospital workers who got arrested have commented about it all through their lawyers. They say their clients never meant to kill Otieno, and they look forward to having their day in court. America's two most powerful adversaries are finding more common ground with each other. Chinese President Xi Jinping went to Russia to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin this week, and together they criticized the West for getting in the way of peace in Ukraine. Xi did propose a peace plan that Putin said he would support, but the thing is, it doesn't explicitly call for Russia to leave the country, and Ukraine has said the actual withdrawal of Russian troops has to be a condition for any potential peace talks. The U.S. and other Western nations agree. Meanwhile, Ukraine is getting even more help from the West. This week, after months of negotiations, the International Monetary Fund reached an agreement with Ukraine on a loan package of about $15.6 billion. The U.S. also said it plans on speeding up the delivery of battle tanks for Ukraine. And one more thing. Japan's prime minister actually visited Ukraine this week and promised to send the country another $30 million in equipment. And with that, every leader of the wealthy G7 countries has now visited Ukraine and pledged ongoing support. In a move that could raise tensions between the U.S. and China even more, Taiwan's president announced plans to visit New York and Los Angeles soon. But the Chinese government has said it's opposed to any kind of contact between American and Taiwanese officials. Technically, the U.S. still recognizes Taiwan as part of China, but it also acknowledges that Taiwan functions separately from the mainland. Remember, China already stepped up military patrols around Taiwan last year. And China staged large exercises after then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi became the highest-level American political official to visit the island in 25 years. Well, this time around, current House Speaker Kevin McCarthy plans to meet with Taiwan's president while she's here. So the Biden administration clarified that these aren't really official visits and that Taiwan's president is just passing by. The White House says there's no reason for China to step up any aggressive activity or really react at all. President Biden designated two new national monuments in the American Southwest this week. One is 500,000 acres in Nevada that's considered sacred land by Native Americans. The other is 6,600 acres in Texas that were once admired by the famous writer Jack Kerouac. That action means no new development will be allowed on those two swaths of land. President Biden said, quote, "We're protecting pieces of history." Not everyone is a fan, though, since critics say new development could actually be beneficial to these areas. But supporters say it's better to protect the land, to support habitats for wildlife, preserve places of spirituality, and more. Next up, the White House has started the process to designate a new marine sanctuary around the Pacific Islands, southwest of Hawaii. All right, we have much more news for you still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. If you're a business owner who does not want to waste time, you'll love Indeed for hiring. With Indeed Instant Match, you can instantly receive a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Yep, all the tools you need on the same platform to help you keep things efficient and easy and still effective. And by the way, according to U.S. Indeed data, candidates you invite to apply through Instant Match are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only see it in search. Indeed knows that when you're doing everything for your company, you cannot afford to overspend on hiring. Visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. If you're planning to travel for spring break, you'll have plenty of company. The Trade Association Airlines for America says more than 158 million American travelers are expected to fly somewhere for spring break this year, and that surpasses even 2019 levels. Some places like Houston and Miami are expecting their biggest spring break seasons ever. Airports are preparing for big crowds now, asking people to book parking in advance and show up hours before their flights leave. Airlines say they have plans too that include more staff and upgraded technology. They expect crowds to be heaviest next week and the first 2 weeks of April. By the way, Amtrak also says it's expecting a big surge in spring break customers, and AAA says most people drive themselves to their vacation destinations, meaning a lot more traffic on the roads, too. There's a lot more action happening in the real estate market these days. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes rose 14.5% last month as compared to the month before. Homes are not selling quite as fast as they were this time last year, but this is the first time sales have gone up since then, and it's the largest increase since July of 2020. So what's causing this shift? Well, homes seem to be getting a little less expensive. For the first time in nearly 11 years, home prices went down last month. Reports say that's the impact of higher mortgage rates, that either home prices have had to drop to attract buyers, or buyers have just become more interested in already lower-priced homes. Speaking of which, the Federal Reserve is meeting today to decide what to do next with interest rates, so we'll update you on its next move soon. Google just started rolling out access to its new AI chatbot, Bard. The search giant opened up a waitlist for people in the US and UK who want to use the AI tool. Bard is designed to respond to prompts using information from websites like Wikipedia, and it's supposed to be able to handle follow-up questions in a conversational way. But Google warns there are still issues to be worked out. Like, not all of the information will be the most up-to-date or accurate, and some of it could even be offensive. So at least for now, Bard will not be integrated into the Google search engine. It runs on a separate site. Already, competitors are making updates to their artificial intelligence. Just yesterday, Microsoft's Bing and Edge added the ability to turn text into images with AI using another tool from OpenAI, which also owns ChatGPT. So, for example, you can write that you want a picture of an astronaut walking through a galaxy of sunflowers, and that's what it will give you, that picture. But Microsoft says there are some safety controls so people don't create harmful or unsafe images. Similarly, Meta and Google said last year they're both testing out text-to-video options but haven't made anything available to the public just yet. Meanwhile, Adobe just introduced AI tools in products like Illustrator. But that company made it a point to say that its system is only trained on content that's licensed or out of copyright, not from artists across the internet. What was once the biggest circus in the world just revealed its comeback tour. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus is debuting its new show this fall, and you can now buy tickets. It will include high wire tricks, soaring trapeze artists, clowns, and a lot more. One thing that won't be there this time? The animals. After backlash from animal rights groups, the circus was facing costly court battles and declining ticket sales. So it shut down in 2017. Now the company that owns the big circus says it spent the last few years modernizing the show. And it's finally ready to go with 75 performers from 18 countries and elaborate set designs that include the latest technology. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, ZocDoc. I understand doctors are busy, but I still expect a certain level of attention and care when I go in for an appointment. If I ever feel like a doctor is rushing me through the office or not willing to answer my questions, that's a cue for me to start researching and find a new doctor who can focus on me, listen, and prioritize my health and my understanding of what's going on. And when I need a new doctor, ZocDoc is part of that research process. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. In fact, millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. Yes, it's free. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free and find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. So remember yesterday we told you about the massive school worker strike in Los Angeles? It's still happening today and tomorrow, so kids are out of school for at least another couple of days. So with that, we think it's worth mentioning this is just the latest in what seems to be a walkout movement in the U.S. A recent government report says last year saw the most worker strikes in nearly 20 years, and Cornell's ILR labor action tracker says 224,000 workers walked out in 2022 across 417 strikes. And that's more than double the number from just 1 year earlier. Most of them were in education. The most common worker demand was higher pay, but many also had concerns about health and safety issues, staffing, and benefits. But why is there such an increase now? Analysts say some of it has to do with post-pandemic issues like short staffing and burnout. Plus, inflation has been a factor when the pay doesn't keep up. And historically, worker activism tends to rise when the unemployment rates are low. All of this said, strikes are less common than they were, say, 50 years ago, and that has a lot to do with union membership. Right now, a little more than 10% of American workers belong to a union. Back in the 1950s, it was about a third of the workforce. All right, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.